Thank the Lord. If you got your Bibles there, turn with me to verse 25 of Luke. Did I say chapter 2? Okay, that's the right one. Luke chapter 2, verse 25. Stand with your Bibles open. I'm going to read several verses today. And I'm going to stay right with the theme of the music today, and especially that last song. Luke chapter number 2. If you're there, say amen, real hearty. Amen. The Bible said, behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost. Oh, I like that. That he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation.
Amen.
Dear God, that's good preaching. Which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them. And notice these verses. And said unto Mary his mother, behold this child. Let me do it again. Behold this child is set for the fall and the rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Aser. She was of great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayer night and day. And she coming into that instance gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth, and the child grew and waxed strong in the spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Our Father, we thank you for all you're doing for us here this Christmas. It may be one of the greatest Christmas we've spent here. The souls that's been saved, the lives that's been changed. Even today, 3 more are going to get baptized. And they're already scheduled to baptize next week. Lord, thank you for showing us mercy and grace. Bless me as I preach these next few moments. In Jesus' name, for his and for his glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Well, How many of y'all been doing some shopping this year? Raise your hand if you're doing some shopping. Rest of you lying? How many of y'all fought some lines? Well, I'm going to tell you what. My wife hadn't fought no lines since there's Amazon Prime. That kind of went together, didn't it? No lines because of Amazon Prime. But I did do a little shopping for my wife, and I went down to the mall, and somebody said, Preacher Smith, where are you going in the mall? And I said, here. And they said, oh, no. I thought, Lord God, what's going to get me down there? They said, you're right beside the store, that the shoe store that's got a sale, and I say there'll be 200 people standing outside the door. I said, nah. Lord have mercy. I went down there trying to get over to a certain place. I'm not going to say where that was because they'd give away my gift. Now, wait a minute. I'm preaching, okay? Boy, this crowd's lively. What was in your punch? Can you? But anyway, I went down there and they told me the truth. When I turned the corner, they were women everywhere. It was women's shoes. And I seen a couple of them women, little skinny women, giving people the elbow and everything else. I said, Lord have mercy. They're done went crazy. They're buying shoes that wear out. Shoes that are not shod with the preparation of the gospel. Shoes that they're going to put in Craigslist next year. And all I could hear is happy holidays, but I want to tell you what Christmas is. It's Christ. Amen. Has been and always will be. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Simeon in this passage of scripture begged God to let him see the Lord's Christ. And you know, I was interested in something. Can I just run a rabbit here? I was interested in verse 26 and 27. The Bible said, and he came by the Spirit in the temple. How many of y'all agree with me? This is not my message, but how many of you agree with me? We'd have a lot better services if everybody would come into church by the Holy Ghost. Somebody help me. This isn't a man-made thing. We're not trying to manifest something, conjure up something. But I'll tell you what, if you'll just let God flow from you and come led by the Spirit of God, we may see Christ move. I just had that on my heart. If we're going to sing the choir, sing by the Holy Ghost. Go get behind this pulpit and preach. Preach with the Holy Ghost. Going to do anything for God, do it in the Holy Ghost. Going to drive a nail, do it in the Holy Ghost. Amen. In verse 34, he looks toward Mary, and I want you to notice what he said. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary's mother, and here's what I want you to notice today. This is my thought. Behold, this child. Oh boy. Mary, I know it's a happy time for you. And I know you're enjoying being a mama. Behold this child. Mary, I'm holding the Son of God in my hand. I'm holding God the Son in my hand. Behold this child. Put away your opinions. He is the Son of God. Put aside your opinions. He is God the Son. Christmas is not about gifts and a big fat Santa Claus. Christmas is about Christ. I want you to notice a few things. I'm going to let you go home. Let you go eat big today. But I want you to remember what it's all about. Behold this child. Woo! Let me give you four things and I'll be done. Number one, I want you to notice an anticipated incarnation. I want you to know Jesus Christ did not come unexpectedly. My Bible said, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son. Oh, let me say this. Before you were ever born, and before there was ever a sun or moon or stars, there was a Christ. Help me. And God, before the world began, made a decision. This is how I am going to redeem man. Some of y'all ought to get happy right there. It was no accident. It wasn't an afterthought of God. We do a lot of things by afterthought. No, 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 no. What God did there in sending his Son was already preordained. He didn't show up as a surprise. Let me say two or three things under this thought. He was prophesied in the scripture. Jared, I heard him quoting scripture. For unto us, say it. Come on, say it. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a... You know when that was said? 700 years before Christ. Woo! 700 years. Oh, that's not all. How about where he was going to be born? Micah? But Bethlehem, Judea, though thou be littlest among the thousands, yet out of thee, even prophesied where he'd be born at. Hey, we're serving a God that's precise. And everything was prophesied and everything was fulfilled in Jesus. Somebody ought to shout glory. The salvation we got's not an accident. It's not something we conjured up. It was a God in heaven that looked at us. Amen. But listen to this. Not only was it prophesied in Scripture, it was performed by the Spirit. Amen? See, she was a virgin. Well, it's quiet in here. I'm going to say it again. She's a virgin. I've had some folks argue with me over the years about that. I had a guy years ago who used to come to this church. It's been 30-some years ago. Argue with me. Argue. Wrote me a note. Argue with me. And said she didn't have to be born of a virgin. And what he was trying to do is back up those other versions of the Bible. You know, had to give excuse to the NIV and the ASV and the HIV and everything else. By the way, let me ask you something. What sign is a fair maiden? Really? No. The sign is that a virgin shall conceive. You say, Pastor Smith, I just can't buy that. Well, whether you buy it or not, it's the Word of God. Whether you believe it or not, it's the Word of God. Whether you believe it or not, it had to happen that way. You say, why? Oh, good question. I'm glad you asked it. I'm going to tell you why he had to be born of a virgin and conceived of the Holy Spirit. To ensure his sinlessness. And that Jesus Christ could not be tainted by sin. I heard some preacher say, well, Jesus could have sinned. No. He couldn't sin because he wouldn't. And he wouldn't sin because he couldn't. He was a sinless Son of God. How many of you are saved? Raise him up. The blood that's washing your sin right now was the blood of God. Not the blood of bulls and goats. Not the blood of some man. But the blood of God. When God looks down at his throne at me, he doesn't see me. He sees the blood of God. Whew. Hallelujah. It was proclaimed by his servants. It wasn't an accident that God put shepherds in the field. It wasn't an accident then that wise men came. And by the way, wise men still seek him. And it was an accident that Simeon sat there in the temple waiting for the consolation of the Lord. Amen. Number two, let me give you this. There was an agitated inclination. I preached last week on how the Grinch almost killed Christmas. See, Herod tried to kill Christmas. I see, first of all, the threat. See, he was a threat to Herod. By the way, he's a threat to every one of you that don't put him first. He's a threat to every person that's selfless and selfish. He's a threat. By the way, we want to have a great 2018. Let's put him first. We want to have a great new year like we've had this year. Let's put him first. Put away our selfish agendas. Come on, help me. Put away our attitude and lift him up. Whew. Not only was he a threat, boy, I'm about to shout. Verse 32, he was a torch. He was a light. You know what a light does? It exposes darkness. Can I say this? Listen to me, if you're here lost, you're not going to be saved until the light of the glorious gospel shine into you and dispel the darkness. And by the way, he still exposes sin. There's a lot of preachers in pulpits today that don't have a nerve to preach on sin. But I want to tell you, his light exposes sin. And we got to see ourselves sinful before we can ever meet God.
Amen.
Am I doing all right? Number three, I want you to notice his authenticated identification. Look at verse 24 or 34 again. Behold, this child. Who is he? Will y'all turn with me in your Bibles back for a moment to Luke 1 and verse 68. Will you turn? Are you turning? Let me hear him. I want to hear the pages. I want to hear one page. Are you there? Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people and hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. He spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to his father Abraham. Boy, this is good preaching. And he would grant unto us, and being delivered out of his hand of the enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, talking about John the Baptist, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us. Somebody ought to shout right there. If you don't, I will. To give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of peace. Now I want you to turn with me one more time, will you? Who is this Jesus? Turn over to Matthew 1. Hurry. Matthew 1. And verse 1. Who is this Jesus, Jared? Who is he? Let's look at what it says in verse number 1. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Look at me. Why did they address these two? The son of Abraham and the son of David. Help me. Let me tell you what. Jesus had the right racial pedigree. By the way, boy, I'm about to shout. He was a Jew. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But many as received him gave him power to become the Son of God. A lot of folks were scoffing at President Trump. were declaring Israel or Jerusalem the capital. Well, it is the capital. It is the place that our King Jesus is going to come back one day and put his feet on the Mount of Olives, go through the Eastern Gate, sit on the throne of David.
Amen.
See, not only was he right racially, his pedigree, he was right royally because he was of the seed of David. And this may be a little deep for you, but I just thought I'd throw this. Can I throw this little cherry on top for you? This is good right here. He is going to come from the Mount of Olives down through the East Gate. How many of y'all remember being there with me? Whew, gives me chills. Come right through there. And by the way, there's somebody going to sit there at the throne with him. You said, who? Who, Chad? David himself will be a co-regent with Christ. Am I right, Johnny? Somebody say amen. And he's going to rule and reign. David will be there. Somebody help me. What a day. That will be. Woo. Who is he? He's El Shaddai. Who is he? He's Jesu. Who is he? He's not Buddha. He's not Muhammad. He's not some cow that you call your grandpa. He's Jesus. He's the seed. He's the sacrifice. He's the son. He's the sent one. And ladies and gentlemen, he's the Savior. I'm done with this last thought. I'm done, but I'm really not done. This is my first closing. He had an actuated inauguration. Whew. Look, will y'all go back to Luke for me? Go back to Luke one more time. I want y'all to notice the verse that kind of stood out at me. Go to Luke 1 or 2, and verse 40. When you get there, say amen. What's it say? And the child what? And the child grew. Yes, the child grew. At the age of 30, John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. For 3.5 years, they tried to stop him. But the blind saw. The lame walked. He went into Gethsemane and came close to dying. So close that his sweat was as great drops of blood. And when that happens, it's fatal. But God answered his prayer and he didn't die in Gethsemane. Somebody help me. He walked up Calvary. He was stripped of his honor. But they couldn't strip him of his deity. They put him in a barred tomb. Made sure they put a watch there. Death and the devil watched every day, those 3 days, to see if corruption came. I knew corruption couldn't come. Because my Bible said in Psalms, thou will not let thy Holy One of Israel see corruption. First day, no blackness in the nails. Second day, no blackness up his arms. Third day, the devil said, I think I'll just come and make sure I put corruption on him. He couldn't do it. And he came out of that grave, stepped on the devil's head. Even though the devil bruised his heel. He ain't killing nobody by bruising their heel. But he put the death blow on Satan. By the way, if you want to kill a snake, you cut its head off. There's too many of you trying to cut its tail off. That's why you get bit. Good preaching, Reverend. Oh, who is he? He knocked the devil out. Psalm 22. Go home and read Psalm 22 today. It talks about his death. In that chapter, he's the good shepherd. Then Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd. He's not only the good shepherd, he's the great shepherd. And then Psalm 24, it said, lift up all your gates. The child grew. He's not only the good shepherd and the great shepherd, he is the chief shepherd. Started at Bethlehem. But I want to tell you how it's going to end up. It's going to end up at his inauguration. And every knee shall bow. Look at me. And every tongue shall confess that he's Lord to the glory of the Father. If I was in this room right now and I heard all that preaching about Jesus. Hello. You know what I'd do? I'd see that he was sent for me. And I would see that I ought to make this Christmas the greatest Christmas of my life. And I ought to just trust Christ. You said, is it hard? No, no, no. The work's already been paid for. He's the gift of God. All you got to do is trust what he done. Realize you're a sinner. Realize that Christ died for you. Realize that your sin, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Listen to this. And that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Who is he? Behold, this child. How many of y'all agree with me? If you're a Christian, he changed everything. Bow your head with me. Those that's getting baptized, go ahead and get ready. Heads bowed and eyes closed. We're going to have a little gift for everybody after church, so I want you all to be reminded of that. But the most important thing is the gift that God has for you right now. How many of you know today, if you die today, you are 100% sure you'd go to heaven because you have received God's gift of the Lord Jesus. If you have, raise your hand up high. If you haven't, don't raise them. Thank you. Raise them high. Thank you. How many right now say, preacher, I couldn't raise my hand, and I'm not sure I'm saved, but I want to be saved. I want to know Christ. I want this Christmas to be the happiest one of my life. How many just slip your hand up and say, pray for me. I'm not a Christian, but I want to be. Before I die, before the Lord comes, I want to know I'm saved. Raise them high. Raise them high. Raise it high. Yes, I see that hand. Somebody else. Somebody else. Preacher, pray for me. I don't want to go to hell. I want to have what you preached on this morning. Pray for me. Slip it up. Stand with me. I'm going to pray. Behold this child. Father, thank you for the moments we've had with our people. Lord, I ask you now to bless this invitation. If there's anybody here unsaved, and I know at least one is, help them to come forward right now. Trust Christ as Savior, and we'll praise you in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Let's sing.
He is Lord. He is Lord.
Amen. Lord. If you're backsliding on God and not where you ought to be, come on back to God. Amen. Sing it, everybody. Praise him. How much he means to you. Worship him. He is Lord. Say it real loud. Lord,
he is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall is risen.